like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And it is Ken Colburn with Adam, the whiz kid from Glendale, right, Adam?
Yeah.
Can you even do a Brandon Disney impersonation?
No, probably not.
Good for you.
I don't know if I want to try either.
Just act goofy and say something really dumb. And, you know, just but not all the time. Just once in a while, like once an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, out of the blue, just say something that nobody understands what you're talking about.
Mm.
And that that's a good start.
Okay.
You're listening to the Computer Corner. It's the Data Doctors here, as we are every weekend for the last, 10, 11 years now, helping people with their computer problems and issues. Before we go to our worldwide introduction of computers, we want to warn you about something that you may or may not have heard through the regular media. The thing that I'm hearing from the media over and over again is there's something out there that that is stealing people's credit card numbers from their computers, and that's like a possibility of one of the things that can happen through this vulnerability that was discovered. But that's really not what's happening. We've put a link on our website to the real information, all of the stuff you should know, and the things that you can do right now that Microsoft recommends you do. They don't have a fix for the problem, but they do have a workaround. So I implore every one of you out there that's on the internet, this is all free stuff. Go to our website, datadoctors.com, click on the radio show section, and look at the very last link on our resources. It'll talk about the download.ject vulnerability. And also a link right to the Microsoft website where you can see how to check to see if you've been infiltrated and what you can do to protect yourself. It's all free. It's all there. Again, we strongly recommend you do it. You may have heard that there was a situation where certain web servers out there, just by actually connecting or looking at a web page or going to their website, you could get attacked by this particular vulnerability, and that is the case. And actually, there was a Russian server that they had to shut down. They were successful in shutting that down a week ago last Friday, it was actually redirecting people from websites all over the internet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They had done some pretty crazy things. The vulnerabilities, the things that allow these things to happen, have not been fixed. So they did shut down this Russian server, but somebody in Bulgaria or Hungary or somewhere else could easily do this again. So you need to protect yourself where you can, and we've got the steps for you to do that. I don't want to go into the technical details here on the air. Just know we'll have it on our website for as long as we can possibly do. I'll be on Channel 12 on Monday morning to explain it again if you happen to be up early on the 5th.
Not many people.
Not many people are. But please, and if you have any questions about it during the show, please call. Anything we can explain to people on the air, I think, might kind of quell
help
some
people,
of the fear.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. Just arm yourself. We know that there's a problem. It's kind of like we're telling you there's a there's massive construction going on the freeway. So avoid this freeway.
Yeah, instead of driving straight into it.
How else we can put it? As simple as that. So it's our internet traffic report. Hey.
Oh, that's a good one.
Work on that, would you? All right, so as I said earlier, we spare no expense on this show to bring you the computing world from literally from around the world. Actually, what it is my daughter was involved with the People to People, a student ambassador program last year, went to Europe, and this year we're a host family for a couple of lovely Italian ladies that have been spending the week with us.
Cool.
Go ahead and pull the microphone up, Cora. Yeah, right there.
Yep.
It's Cora and Kat, because
hi.
I can't. Would you say your real name?
Cora Lee.
Yes?
Caterina.
See, now you know why I call them Cora and Kat.
Yeah, it's a lot easier. You would do no justice.
I tried it three times when I first met them.
Uh-huh.
I hurt myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going with Cora and Kat, right?
It's a lot easier.
So tell me about computers. I mean, you've been to New York, you've been to Chicago, now Arizona, and you're going to San Francisco, Las Vegas. This is an incredible trip anyway. What have you seen in the United States from the computers, technology, cell phones? You know, is it very much the same as Italy or anything different?
It's the same.
Pretty much the same?
Yeah.
Now, I noticed you guys do a lot of text messaging, huh?
Yeah.
A lot.
The cell phone, constantly, right?
We use mobile phone.
Yeah, that more than the computer maybe, huh?
Yeah.
That's what I hear from Japan, from Europe, a lot of those places.
Everywhere.
That the cell phone is used more often for communication. You know, right in this country, it's instant messaging. And I guess it's becoming more
and
prevalent
more. Yeah, yeah.
With the cell phones. But I see the kids here using instant messaging all
more
the time.
More,
So do you use computers in school and all the...
No.
No,
we haven't a computer room in school. We use computer at home.
But not so often.
Not in the classroom. No. So it's the old school. the where you have to actually think.
Yes.
Now, you were explaining the education system in Italy. When you go into high school, you have to make a decision of some sort, right? You have to choose?
Yeah. There are different high school, classical, scientific, or of languages. And you can choose which you want to do.
So the scientific classes probably have more computers.
Yes,
in the,
yes. I see. Technology.
Okay. So more technology. And which direction did you choose?
Classical.
Classical. And
I study languages.
Languages, yes.
Mm. What are they? So they decide this in, it's like our high school?
Yeah, prior to going to high school, right?
Yeah.
When you start high school.
Oh,
and
wow.
Now listen.
Because we don't have that many options till you hit college.
Right, well, and what do we learn? We learn English and American, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's all you learn.
and in Hawaii, they learn Pidgin English, right?
Yeah.
So listen to what Kat's studying, her language. What languages are you studying?
I study English, German, and French.
Oh, wow.
And then you're studying what languages?
Latin and Greek.
I mean, these guys are exercising their brains.
Yeah, they are. They know more than I do, and I'm probably 10 years older.
We continue to throw technology, right, into the mix in an education here, like that's going to solve everything.
Yeah.
And then you look at the school systems in other countries, and you go, no wonder they're killing us.
They're doing it's like, hardcore stuff.
Yeah, they're getting into stuff that we're just scratching the surface on in college. They're already doing it in high school. So.
Yeah. It's a good thing.
Yeah?
We need to trade our students more often.
Does the same problem, viruses and worms and attacks and spam, email spam, junk mail?
Yes.
All
yes.
Same, right?
Yes.
No different in Italy.
No.
Okay. I thought, maybe if we could learn something from...
Maybe they figured something out.
Yeah, but it's all the same. Yeah, you've been checking your email here, right?
Yeah.
And it's mostly spam?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of spam.
It's the same. All right, so there's our international report that spam is worldwide. Viruses are worldwide. There's no way to get away from it. So, well, thank you very much for coming in. Your task here is done. So you can put that on your report, right?
Yes.
Chicago, New York, Phoenix, and then now you're gonna add KTAR, right?
Yeah.
Radio show, right?
They'll be like, what?
Radio ever.
What'd you do?
That's right. It's the best radio station ever.
See, it's around the world. Everyone knows.
Yeah, we're gonna have to have them do a rejoinder for us.
Definitely.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank
oh, I'm
you.
Sorry. I didn't say that right. How do you say it in Italian?
Coralie.
No. I'm sorry.
Grazie.
Grazie
mille.
See. No, you're not going to do it. They speak so beautifully.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. It's grazie mille.
Thank you.
It's easier. Just thanks. Thanks for
thank
coming.
Thank you.
You guys need to stay for about another 2 months, and then I'll get, get that down. All right. So that's our global report here from the world of computing, literally the world of computing.
Yeah.
Right?
That's probably why their schools don't have computers. They don't want to have the upkeep of spam and virus and
Well, probably they want to actually teach the people to
Something
learn
of
and
quality.
Think.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. How many people in this country can actually write a sentence anymore without?
We just know how to find something on Google that will give us the answer to where we need to go.
And then we need spell check and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, listen. Let's see if we can pop a phone call in here real quick before the next break. Is Lynn with us? Lynn, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, are you in the cyber tard or cyber not category?
I am an advanced cyber tard.
You're an advanced cyber tard.
Oh,
now there's a new
see?
Category we forgot
there
about.
We
okay.
Go.
So, what can we help you with today?
My question is there a way to share a single Outlook calendar and contacts, etc., on a home wireless network, since we don't have an Exchange server and we're not interested in using Microsoft's internet free / busy service?
Now, first of all, you no longer, just with that one question, you no longer qualify to be an intermediate cyber tard. I'm sorry. You're going to have to get into the maybe beginner cyber not sector. You're beyond
more.
That, okay?
Okay, I knew I was kind of on the border there.
You are. No. You're clearly
you've come
on
over.
That.
You've come over.
you've come over to the dark side. yes, there are about 20 different ways to share. Now, when you say share, did you want to just be able to like look at it? Or you actually want to have all these people have access to change the calendar?
Number two, where we can all change it.
Okay. Well, you can do that through some very kind of sophisticated network configurations, sharing net folders, that kind of stuff. And I'll give you a website that you can check out that's got a lot of options for you. It's called Slipstick, SLIPSTICK.
Okay.
Slipstick.com. Look on the right-hand side. You'll see a whole section about sharing Microsoft's Outlook calendar and contacts. What I did to alleviate that was forgot about Outlook altogether. I said, forget it. It's going to be too much trouble for me to do. I just went to a web-based contact and calendar system that will synchronize with Outlook. So anything I do in Outlook, I can just say synchronize it like the Yahoo calendar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then have everyone else that I want to share my calendar use the Yahoo web-based calendar, because then not only can I share it amongst all my family and friends in the house, I can be anywhere in the world, access that information. They can access my calendar. The Yahoo calendar will email you reminders. It's a pretty cool little deal, and it's free. And it's a whole lot less involved in setting up than trying to... Right.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just a matter of converting one of our users from the Outlook version to using Yahoo's
default. Well, no, you don't have to convert anything. You can keep using Outlook. What you do is synchronize. If you go to the... my.yahoo.com, you can sign up for a free Yahoo account that includes the calendar interface. It's a piece of software you can download that allows you to synchronize your Outlook calendar, address book, everything to the Yahoo calendar and address book.
Okay.
So you do that one time, you can continue to use your Outlook, and then every time you want to sync with it, with the Yahoo calendar, you do so. So anything that's been changed on the Yahoo calendar would be put into your Outlook, and everything that's on your Outlook will be put up into the Yahoo calendar.
Okay, terrific.
And then all everyone has to do is just go to my.yahoo.com, log in with that username, and boom, it's all right there.
As long as they remember to continue to keep syncing.
Yes.
Well, okay. You only want to use one Outlook, and that's yours, it sounds like. And you want them to pretty much live in the Yahoo calendar.
Right.
And then later on, you may decide, you know what, Outlook's too much trouble. I'll just use Yahoo's calendar and Outlook or contacts and all that stuff myself.
Okay, great.
All right?
All right, thank you very much.
And we'll include that. Thank you, Lynn. We'll include that in our follow-up email.
Yes.
Slipstick.com. It's
exactly.
A good one for those cyber knots that want to try to get into that. I believe it's time for a break, yes? Yeah, it's time for a break. It's Ken Colburn, Mike Hel Valdivia, and Adam the Whiz Kid. Adam Maris.
Yeah.
Yes. As in Roger?
Yeah. Spelled slightly differently.
Yeah, okay, anyway. Well, we'll clear all that up when we come back. It's the Computer Corner. We'll be right back.